If you've ever been hiking, running, biking, kayaking, or just walking to work and you get a song stuck in your head, some people call that an earworm. And maybe you've noticed it's usually a song or a piece you like. You don't bother with styles you don't relate to. If something does stick, there must be something you like about it because scientists have separated the parts of the brain that listen to music you like, music you've never heard, and music you fall in love with. Welcome back to Accelerando. I'm Paula Tuttle, and this week we're talking about the music you identify with. The Germans had the word Ohrwurm for centuries. That's O-H-R-W-U-R-M. And we only began borrowing it since the 1970s. The earworm isn't necessarily all happy music. It can be sad, angry, or whatever speaks to you. It doesn't require lyrics. In fact, at least 50% of the music people say gets stuck in their heads has no lyrics. Some scientists have prescribed methods to stop the earworms. They thought doing puzzles like anagrams, reading, and other moderately difficult tasks might reduce the recurrence of these pesky earworms. Other methods are chewing gum and singing another song. They suggest Happy Birthday as a cure song. Are earworms dangerous? Well, a few authors have written stories, fictitious stories, about songs that were debilitating to the point of distraction. Mark Twain's A Literary Nightmare, or Punch Brothers Punch, it's about a jingle that gets stuck in the listener's ear, and the only way to get rid of it is to transfer it to another person. There's another story called Nothing But Gingerbread by Alfred Bester, and it depicts a song inflicted on Adolf Hitler, resulting in him being unable to continue or finish his speech. And there's a novel by Alfred Bester. It's about a song used to block mind readers from reading the main character's mind. And then Arthur C. Clarke wrote a short sci-fi story about a song so compelling the listener was enraptured. And in this story, a scientist looking for a piece that synchronizes the brain waves. In the story, he succeeds, but he was found in a catatonic state, which he never awakens. So back to real science. There was a study that someone came up with the top 10 named earworms. 3 of the top 10 were songs by Lady Gaga: Bad Romance, Alejandro, and Poker Face. Another not-so-surprising earworm song, Can't Get You Out of My Head. More often than not, it's the chorus that gets stuck in your head, and it's engineered that way. The chorus is called the hook, and yeah, we get hooked. Most earworm songs are fast-paced, easy to remember melodies and lyrics, and they have intervals and rhythms that make them stand out. But as a classical musician, I get earworms all the time. It's what I've been practicing or what I have on my playlist, and the really good parts get stuck. I agree with the strange intervals. One really strange earworm I remember from my youth was Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra, this part right here. Some other scientists did a study to see if there was a personality trait that made you susceptible to earworms. Well, on one hand, they did find that musical expertise led to more sophisticated earworms. But in another part of the study, they said people with negative emotions like anxiety, jealousy, frustration, and people who worry were ripe for earworms. Well, that's interesting, and maybe you disagree. Perhaps another study about earworms being linked to daydreaming will resonate with you. And what I want to tell you is that daydreaming is really good. And I know it has a lot of bad connotations, like being lazy. But scientists found daydreaming is a pretty important component to problem solving and creativity. And lately, it's been dubbed the wandering network. Early on, it was thought that we turned the wandering network on and off. But now we know that the mind uses the wandering network not only when we are idling, but when we're doing creative tasks as well. So skipping ahead, the kinds of random things that pop into your mind when you're being creative, they can be visual or aural. And the funny thing is, our aural network is more varied and more connected to our emotional circuitry than our vision. Think about how we read a person's meaning in their speech. Humans developed a keen detection of emotion in their hearing. So it's the conclusion of science that music activates our mind-wandering network even more than visual art. How do you like them apples? So we'll be getting back to the earworms, but first we're going to get a little more granular. So the mind-wandering network, it's connected to the precuneus, and the precuneus is a very small part of your brain that performs mental imagery concerning the self, and it's linked to visual spatial imagery and episodic memory. The precuneus is also involved with or activated with itch sensations. It's also involved with explicit memories relating to the self. Think of your birthday at an early age. Do you really remember it? Or do you keep re-remembering it? The precuneus does everyday memories and these re-upped memories too. The precuneus envisions the movements we make and creates imagery preparing us for them. It's involved in motor coordination. It helps move between targets and shifting in different spatial locations. It sounds like both pianists and string players utilize it pretty much in a specific way every day, doesn't it? Well, the precuneus is activated when we daydream too, and when we listen to music. However, when a person hears a piece of music they don't care for or if they dislike it, the precuneus stops being involved, or it stops communicating with the mind-wandering network. It just continues doing other stuff. So a pretty important part of your brain, the part that defines yourself, it rejects some music saying, I don't like that. It actually takes steps to keep those pieces from becoming earworms and from getting into our playlist of music that defines our self-image. On the other hand, another part of the brain you've heard of called the hippocampus, it becomes less involved with the music you like. So what does this mean? What did researchers make of the hippocampus slowing its connection when there was music we liked? They decided the precuneus is playing back autobiographical information when it hears songs it likes. The hippocampus is active for all the songs, but the precuneus turns away from the music we don't care for. And the hippocampus gets busy encoding it anyways. The songs you like get associated with your memories, people, and places. The songs we don't like get filed too, but not in the retrieval centers or the wandering networks. The hippocampus is always on. The precuneus is picky. The precuneus is also tricky to study because it's hard to get to, which means it's not prone to injury. It's located, as you might suspect, in front of the cuneus. It's near the top of your head, right about where a ponytail or a man bun would sit. It's associated with executive functions, working memory, and motor planning, as mentioned before. So in terms of earworms originating from the precuneus region of the brain, it means the earworms are very personal. It must be something you relate to, like, or you have perhaps ingrained in your playing during practice and performance. So another cure for earworms has been cited as to listen to a song in another key or a cover in a different tempo. And finally, try listening to the song from beginning to end. That's supposed to kill it. To that, I say, what if it's part of an opera? One notable case of an earworm that couldn't be relieved, I think of it like hiccups, we all get them, but what if it won't stop? Jean Harris was a teacher who suffered from a constant earworm, and eventually she killed someone. The song that was stuck in her head was "Put the Blame on Me." I haven't been playing many of these songs in respect for your sanity. So that's it for this week. Get out and hear some live music. It's the very best. And if you are troubled with earworms, listen to even more live music. It's the cure. I hope you'll share this episode if you liked it and consider subscribing. Bye now.